We were getting word that Leewood Elementary School is locked down.
Yeah.
And we came into the cafeteria and you could hear bombs and shots going off.
We saw some guys with guns creeping around the corner. And we thought it was like a senior prank or something. So we just kept watching to see what they were going to do.
Bodies found dead, bullet to the head, in a pool of Kool-Aid that spread communist red. They said it was a lone gunman who wore a trench coat and spoke Russian, between 16 and 30 something. A converted Muslim, perfect suburban husband who was introverted but not the type that would murder someone. They interviewed and asked questions that are typical. Was he bully? What kind of music did he listen to? His neighbors said it wasn't in his nature when they saw him on the news and front page of the paper. He was a troubled teenager, disgruntled Marine major, type B, deluxe teen taker. Stuck inside himself, we ignored cries for help, suppressed his aggression with antidepressants. No history of violence, no motive, no priors, no one knows why he went to school and opened fire.
If this doesn't wake us up, I don't know what will. And I was heartened that the president said that we had to take meaningful action. And the only meaningful action he can take is to be a crusade.
Click, spin the cylinder, click. The trigger with the wrist of shaky fingers, aiming the gun at all those baby pictures, trying to convince the man in the mirror that he's really a killer and not Michael Cera. His reflections projected on the screens, an impression of a scene he ingested as a teen. He posts pics of him posing with an M16 so it can be seen as he pretends to be extreme. Click, spin the cylinder, click. There's no hope for society. He was provoked tirelessly and wrote in his diary, filmed with poems and quotes, he wouldn't go quietly, inspired by the desire for notoriety. His cries for attention recorded in a suicide message he left behind for us to find his evidence. Held out his arms and fired his weapons. The only thing we protected was the Second Amendment.
We're going to take you now to Chicago, where this past week,
this is crazy. They have to kill myself.
And the city seems all but numb to an epidemic of violence.
It's easy to demonize black poster villains in Chicago killing each other over old traditions. But when it hits close to home and affects their own children, their approach is different. Now they're open to listen, revoke decisions, willing to vote for gun control restrictions. Now it's a broken system, and one of their own's a victim. The overflow spilling into their zone and districts. The color of blood's the same, no matter the tone of pigment. But we're prone to ignorance. It's grown malignant when every black man's guilty until proven innocent. The cowboys are looking for an Indian, but the murder weapon's covered in white Americans' fingerprints. Pretending it's not us, it's them who's corrupted. Our lust for revenge makes the execution public. We call it justice. Case adjourned, put them on a stake to burn and take turns shouting hate words. We wonder where this behavior's learned, feeding the flames that rage, saying they got what they deserve. And we wonder where this behavior's learned, feeding the flames that rage, saying they got what they deserve.
The progressives in this country who attack our constitutional freedoms and liberties are anything but dim-witted, do-gooders living in la-la land. Make no mistake, progressives want to ban guns, and they will relentlessly pursue that goal one law at a time, one executive order at a time, one regulation at a time, until we are disarmed.
All you fools sitting in here and gonna ask me, and you know exactly why there's gangs and drugs, because you don't care about it. The lethal weapon is the mind. It's not the gun you have in your hand, it's what you think. And if I can train them, I can go to the library, get some more ammo, you know, and then you'll be powerful and you'll be stronger than any gun out there, you know what I'm saying?